It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you know when you hear that old school bell ringing that it is time to go get your school book, which is your Bible, pull up your chair, and turn up the radio, and become a student of God's Word. We're going to spend the next 15 minutes looking at an old Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of March the 6th, 1927. This is in a series of lessons on living the Christian life. And this particular lesson is entitled, Sharing the Good News. We've got two texts to read, and then we'll read the golden text, the devotional reading, and some additional material for the teachers. And the text we're going to read in just a moment is Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 8, and then 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 through 20. So you may be turning there, or if you're such that you can't read your Bible, maybe you're driving or something like that, listen closely, and you'll hear from God's Word on sharing the good news. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so let's turn to our text, Acts chapter 8, verses 4 through 8. They therefore that were scattered abroad went about preaching the word, and Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and proclaimed unto them the Christ. And the multitudes gave heed with one accord to the things that were spoken by Philip, when they heard and saw the signs which he did. For from many of those that had unclean spirits they came out, crying with a loud voice, and many that were palsied, and they that were lame were healed. And there was much joy in that city. The second text is 2 Corinthians 5, verses 14 through 20. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that one died for all, therefore all died, and he died for all, that they that live should no longer live unto themselves, but unto him who for their sakes died and rose again. Wherefore we henceforth know no man after the flesh. Even though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now we know him so no more. Wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, they are become new. But all things are of God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ, and gave unto us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not reckoning unto them their trespasses, and having committed unto us this word of reconciliation. We are ambassadors, therefore, on behalf of Christ, as though God were entreating by us. We beseech you, on behalf of Christ, be ye reconciled to God. The golden text is Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Ye shall be my witnesses. That's what Jesus said to his disciples. They were to go into all the world and preach those things which they had seen and heard. Many like to witness today, and they stand up and give their own personal testimony. But for us to follow in the apostles' paths is not for us to stand up and give our own personal testimony of what we have seen and heard, but rather to proclaim what they saw and what they heard. And we can do that because they wrote down what they saw and heard in the book. And so when we teach the New Testament, we are repeating the witness, we are teaching the witness that they gave of what they saw and heard, and that is what we ought to do. There's a devotional reading here for this Sunday school lesson. This is in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 7. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander to the peoples. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and a nation that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of Jehovah thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Jehovah, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So that's the devotional reading from Isaiah 55. There's some additional reading that is suggested for this lesson on sharing the good news, and the way this Sunday school lesson is set up, this is called additional material for teachers. You know, it's always good for teachers to do extra work outside simply the lesson to prepare them to be able to teach. One of the best ways to learn the Bible is to teach the Bible, because the teacher teaches himself first. This additional reading for teachers includes Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. And here we read, "They therefore, when they were come together, asked him, saying, Lord, dost thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath set within his own authority, but ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and in the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they were looking steadfastly into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye looking into heaven? This Jesus, who is received up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye beheld him go into heaven." Now another reading suggested is Acts chapter 16, beginning in verse 13. And I'm turning there in my little New Testament at this time. Acts 16, 13 through 15. "And on the Sabbath day we went forth without the gate by a riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer. And we sat down and spake unto the women that were come together, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, one that worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened to give heed unto the things which were spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, If you judge me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us." Now the next reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20. We are ambassadors, therefore, on behalf of Christ, as though Christ were entreating by us. We beseech you on behalf of Christ, be ye reconciled to God. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 10. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, and yet possessing all things. Now, with those Bible readings, we're prepared to enter into this Sunday school lesson. It begins with a geographical note. The city of Samaria was the capital of the province of Samaria, which lay between Judea and Galilee. It was between 40 and 45 miles from Jerusalem. Corinth was a literary, commercial, and heathen city about 45 miles south of Athens. It was situated on the west coast of the isthmus, which connects the Peloponnesus with Attica. It was only 9 miles distant from the isthmus to Cenchrea at the head of the Saronic Gulf. And in this direction, it had easy communication with all the cities of Asia. And being at the head of the Gulf of Corinth on the west, it enjoyed through it and the Adriatic Sea close communication with Italy and the west. It was, therefore, a city of great commercial advantages, and these had drawn it into a large Jewish population. It was the seat of the Roman government of Achaia and the political and commercial capital of Greece. Its inhabitants were given to fleshly enjoyment and licentiousness. Now, there's a few helps and hints for the teacher. The account of the establishment of the church is given in Acts chapter 2. And then Acts chapter 3, 4, 5, and 6 give further accounts of its growth and development. Acts chapter 7 gives the account of Stephen's speech and martyrdom. And then Acts 8, 1 through 3 introduces us to Saul of Tarsus and gives the part he played in the death of Stephen and the persecution of the church. Now with that, let's look at our text again and then turn to Elam's notes. We read in Acts chapter 8 and verse 4. They therefore that were scattered abroad went about preaching the word. On account of the persecution of the church in Jerusalem, were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. They who were scattered abroad went about preaching the word. As they met people in the roads, and where they lodged at night, they told the cause of Christ. It made it their business to preach Christ, some publicly, some privately. God overruled this persecution to the advancement of His kingdom. What was done by its enemies to destroy the church and scatter the seed of the church, the Word of God, all over the country, God made the wrath of man to praise Him. And so we read about one named Philip. It says in Acts chapter 8 and verse 5, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed unto them the Christ. Now this is not Philip the apostle, but Philip the evangelist, one of the seven who was chosen to serve the church. And he went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed to them the Christ, as did Stephen. Philip was appointed to serve tables, but he soon developed into a preacher of the gospel. And he's preaching to the Samaritans, a mixed race, springing up after the captivity of the 10 tribes from the colonists of different nations the king of Assyria sent to inhabit the land of the remaining Jews. They were neither Jew nor Gentile, And we're going to continue this in our next class.